gentlemen or ladies in business, I say to you, if once you understood what you can do by calling the presence to establish that violet-consuming flame over the floor of your office or your business activity, whatever it is, even that if it be 10,000 people, you would see such transformation in the feeling world of your employees and yourself, and then the great harmony would release itself, and your employees would love you, and you would love them, which is the only cooperative power in the world that brings success in anything. Therefore, I say to you, love one another. Oh, beloved one, and then all the barriers of mankind would go down. And I say to you, oh, beloved one, group leaders and students, oh, don't, for God's sake, criticize and complain about each other. Don't do it. You're only delaying your freedom and delaying others. Do you know the responsibility? Beloved ones, do you know, I say this in such great kindness, do you know your responsibility? If you start discord by a thoughtless word or sentence, do you realize that you are responsible if someone else becomes discordant by listening to that? You don't want to take that responsibility, I'm sure. But because mankind doesn't understand, and those old habits still keep trying to assert themselves, oh, beloved ones, oh, let us put our foot on that thing and just grind it in the dust. If anyone had told me, even 2 years ago, that I could feel the audience, that I could feel the need, that I could feel the comprehension and the victory of the people as I do today, I would have thought it was some wild dream. But, dear ones, to be able to do that is the glory of life. And, blessed ones, when I call your attention to these things, it is that you may be free. Only one thought and one desire. But I know the students, many of them yet do not understand, and they feel that they can still go on listening to criticism or giving it forth. And oh dear, how one thinks, oh no, of course I wouldn't criticize. No, no. I'm just explaining that they understand. Oh, how one loves to excuse themselves. Well, I suppose I did too. But that won't do. Beloved ones, believe it or not, we have got to stand up, face ourselves and the conditions, and not to be too proud or ashamed to do it. Dear ones, if there's anything in this world that I love to find out, it's some defect in myself. If it's there, I want to hunt it out. And if I don't know it's there, how can I get rid of it? And so it is with everyone. But beloved ones, oh, don't worry about the other fellow. Do you know the danger of that? If you get too worrying too much about the other fellow, and there might have something discordant in his world, you may get into that. So please don't do it. Just remember, oh, dear hearts, the only thing you have to do is to forget the discord of mankind. Turning your attention to your presence, say, mighty I am presence, keep my mind and attention off from somebody else. Hold it upon thee. And then, my fellow man that I contact, flood forth your great harmony and help them to their victory. Oh, think what a difference. Think what it would mean. And that's what we do every moment of the day. Oh, and when sometimes around us becomes discordant things, and then we say, great presence of life, give us patience. Release thy mighty powers of light. And we have been to the New York class. But both Mrs. Ballard and myself have been calling so powerfully that not a single student of the light of the mighty I Am ever fail again. But in that great glory and power of light, and in the happiness that comes alone from the understanding of the presence, maintain such harmony within the feeling world that the full glory of that light takes its dominion and sustains everyone with the fullness of its glory and power until they, through their own understanding, feel the full dominion and authority to hold that presence of light right here in their world until perfection reigns there and everywhere they move. It is so beautiful to feel, as you move among mankind, the great outpouring of divine love and blessing. And do you know, beloved one, that becomes automatic. Truly, it becomes after you have been calling this power forth in divine love and blessing for a certain time, then you find that that's acting automatically. And many times you will find people come near you and you will feel that disturbance. And then as you stand steady, that light will go out just as though you physically went up and put your arm around that person. And by that blessing of light, their discord ceases. Oh, it is so glorious, beloved ones, to find how you, not only in having your freedom, but that great blessing you can give to everyone you come in contact. And I think, and today, in the space, and whether great numbers of people together, oh, how they need that. And as you, beloved ones, whom I contact, or in some way be associated, call the great powers and light rays of the presence and the ascended masters to flood that activity with their great light rays, which would establish harmony and blessings there. It's such a great joy and privilege to serve in that way. Instead of letting the attention be on discordant things of some kind and spreading more discord to the world, beloved ones, oh, tonight, let us feel how great is our privilege. Every particle of discord that we send forth from our feeling world is adding to the burden of the world. Oh, you want to be free, and you can't be as long as you let that continue to act. Therefore, you are strong enough. I have confidence in you. Fully and complete, you have the strength, you have the courage and the power and the confidence and the ability. And never again, no matter what the outer manifestation is, will I ever accept for a single human being that they haven't the strength and power and courage to win their victory and have their dominion. And I wonder, beloved one, do you realize what it means And I want to call your attention to this point tonight because it is so tremendous. Beloved ones, think what it means when you say with the full feeling in the acknowledgement of your presence that all appearances, human creation, have no power. Why, do you know, beloved ones, that that sends forth the universal power of light that causes that appearance to not have the slightest power? And think what you can do for your friends and fellow associates if you see them in distress. You know that that appearance has no power. Mighty I Am present, take command. Release your great powers into and through that individual in their feeling world. Cleanse and purify it. And then experience the happiness that comes through making that call for someone. Oh, beloved ones, the opportunity that you have is so wonderful, so tremendous. So tonight, let us feel the full glory of our opportunity. And then when things suddenly stand before us and discard, silently, if necessary, say to that, you have no power. Mighty I Am present, take command. Produce your perfection and hold your dominion. Charge it with your mighty harmony. And give that one the blessing and protection because we. That is a service. And in the need of America today, beloved one, it's not only yourself, but the conditions that America requires. She must have her freedom, and she can only have it through you, through others who are embodied in America. And we rejoice in the greater scope of mankind that are coming to understand, at least know of this great presence. And Saint Germain just recently said to us, he said, the miracle, so-called, of the ages, and they have been watching it, and the people who have been to their radios and turn them off because they didn't find anything they cared to listen to, and then all of a sudden impulse would return and tune it in to the transcriptions or the broadcast. He has watched it. It's marvelous. Just the same with you today. When you're calling forth the power of light to bring its harmony into the world of mankind, who can you say might be reached by that? Oh, don't you see that as these great powers act in the mental and feeling world of mankind, such a service is being rendered that is beyond all description. Therefore, your privilege is so great, your authority, and you all, because your hearts are so good. All humanity's hearts are good. But because they have been drawn into a network of conditions that have made them irritable and disturbed, they seem to be unkind. But the hearts of mankind are good. And once they understand how to call the presence, to hold about them that invincible tube of light, to such a way the discordant suggestions and feelings of the world, then they will understand what it means to live in a world of happiness and harmony of their own creation, because the power of light has shut them within its sacred altar of life. Now then, not having understood, mankind has allowed the discordant feeling to be the predominant action within themselves and their world of action. Therefore, they have repelled much more than they have attracted. It's a natural law of life, both activities, and mankind must choose how the energy of life is going to act for them. And there is not one human being in human form that cannot govern their feelings to become wholly attractive instead of repulsive to the forces that act through them. All that is gathered energy, and energy doesn't discriminate, but mankind, in the feeling force of his world, is either drawing to him or sending away. Now then, when we understand, now this is from the outer standpoint of which I am speaking for the moment, but when we consider the power of our attention to the presence of all life, the mighty I Am, and then understand of what those conditions mean and how much more powerful either condition is acting in your attention to the presence, then it certainly does prompt one to be more careful in what force is acting in their feeling world, whether they are attracting or repelling the things that they want. And you will find that everything that acts within your purse, within your health, or within the conditions, whatever they may be, one power or the other is acting. Now you, in the understanding of the mighty I Am presence, are in a position to govern all this activity and to make it wholly attractive. Now, for instance, you take the feminine part of life, and by nature, because they are more of the feeling world, love to make themselves attractive. That is the force as acting between the masculine and feminine. Now, the masculine, as a rule, does not want to or give much attention to the attractive part of things, but they are pulling for the attraction in their business, one activity of life. But they do not consider other parts of that attractive power, and really, in most instances, do not consider it of importance. But when you realize that all forces of life, your own life, is acting, must act, then if you do not know how to control them, do you not see how they act just like an engine would act without the governor on it? It simply runs away. And so the feeling world of mankind have been running away with the individual out of control a large percent of the time, and just at the time when it shouldn't, because that is the law of the destructive human qualities that acts upon mankind at the most inopportune time. But when we understand that we as individuals can be the governing, directing power of whether we are attractive or not, from whatever standpoint, then we become the governor of our world and the energy that's acting through it. And I tell you, beloved friends of America and fellow students, it is the most powerful thing in the world. And it is no longer a question of your ability, of what you can do, because the power and force of energy is acting. And when you, in the understanding of your presence, send it forth by the power, direction, and wisdom of your presence, don't you see how all mistakes in the world must cease, all lack must cease, and all ill health will disappear, because the energy is acting wholly constructive. And that is a need of mankind today, from the individual to the nation. And of course, the nation is composed of individuals. Therefore, as it expands within the individuals, then the nation must become the perfection which is acting within the individuals and through them and projected forth. And I tell you, beloved friends of America, that once mankind, enough of them, understand how they can call forth this mighty presence above them that beats their heart and call it to project those mighty light rays into the conditions that exist in the world, such a thing as inharmony and failure in business will be unknown because the holy constructive power and energy of life will be acting to produce exact mathematical results for the individual or the group who understand and cooperate harmoniously in directing those mighty currents of energy and light rays into the activity of their business. And I tell you, beloved one, this is not a suggestion of any kind, but people who have mining properties and that are worthwhile and would understand these laws and call the mighty presence to project the light rays into those properties and hold it sustained, which would be, again, the attractive power for the capital needed for the right individuals in cooperation with it, if necessary, then that could be one of the most successful things in the world. But because I say this, dear people and fellow students, don't think that you can just go right out on the moment and hunt up any kind of a property and focus the light on it and make it a success. The gold or the wealth has got to be there in the first place. But where there is a good property and there seems to be something obstructing the way, use the entity decree and call the powers of the light forth and you can make it a success. Therefore, the same in any business that's acting today. And remember, all forces that have been gathered destructively by mankind, and notice mankind doesn't know this, mankind releases these discordant feelings which gather about mankind, and then when they don't know it, that force begins to act. But when they understand how they can draw about themselves, their place of business, and even their environment of activity, this mighty protective force, then no longer will destructive forces enter in to disrupt or disturb the condition or the success that they wish to achieve. Therefore, in every phase of life, and life is the only thing that's acting throughout the universe, whether it's in your health, your business, your happiness, or whatever it is, life is energy acting. And therefore, mankind cannot get away from life. You're it. And it's acting whether you want it or not.